one of the women who reached out for help came into the emergency shelter through our bridge program. So she was first seen by an advocate in the emergency room, and we assisted her in getting shelter. And our program began working with her in the first couple days that she was here. She has three children, all of which have experienced some severe trauma. Her level of anxiety from, of course, all of the change that she encountered, in addition to all of the fear that she still had that her abuser was looking for her and calling her on her cell phone and texting her, led to her really being very dominant with her kids, because that's been the way that she's kept them safe for so long, has been to, keep them right by her, which a lot of those behaviors included, yelling, correcting them, come back over here, sit right here. And it took her just a little while to figure out that she was safe, to allow the kids to start exploring the environment while they were here in shelter. Services that she chose to participate in included her own counseling, family case management, and then her children have been participating in individual counseling. And they've been doing that weekly. In addition, they've been coming to multiple groups during the week to work on their social skills and new ways to control their anger and their triggers around their trauma. And through that process, mom has been participating at least weekly and sometimes more than once a week. She'll seek out staff to help her with her parenting. And she's been participating in our parenting groups, following the active parenting curriculum. In addition to coming over and saying, you know what, I'm trying that technique right now and it's not working, can you help me? So she's also receiving some of that modeling. It's working out really nicely. When we looked at behaviors for her parenting techniques in the very beginning when she came in and to when she left, she was no longer correcting the kids on an all-the-time basis. It was definitely developmentally appropriate by the time that she was able to leave shelter. She had developmentally appropriate expectations of her children and was able to understand her children's behaviors and was able to respond to those behaviors so that the family could be very successful.